Chofa Vada, Aleph, 6th of March, Rabbi David Kohn, Mesa Machmasul Malocha.
Seemingly simple question. I'd like to ask your opinion about it first, and then I want to show you how. Let's have a look at what the answer might be together. A simple question. A boy came to me in yeshiva, and he said to me, I lent my bicycle to another boy so they could be able to go home in the afternoon break to be able to be in our store and to be able to pick something up. And he came back, and there was a puncture. He got a puncture on the way back. Who has to pay for it to be repaired, or who has to spend Seder base finding going to the bicycle shop to get it repaired? Whose obligation is it? Let me take the same question and let me just expand it a bit. Somebody borrows your car, and they drove the car exactly carefully as they should have driven it. They took it exactly where they said they were going to take it. They didn't hit a street curb. And they come back and they said, there's a puncture. Or they walk back and said, there's a puncture. Your car is over there. Yes? Whose obligation is it to fix the car? And whose obligation is it to pay for the fixing of the car? What would you say? It depends whether you're borrowing or lending, right? You'd say it would be considered Mesa Machmas Malacha. So if you were the one who lent the car, and the fellow came back and says that I left it in Edgware, and this is the street, and you better hurry up because you get a parking ticket, but it's got a puncture, you'd be happy to receive the news. And you'd say, Meis Machas Malacha, that's the din. So, is that the din? So the question is it considered Meis Machas Malacha or not? Why should it not be considered? There is a din in the Torah that a shoyel, somebody who borrows something, is chai for everything, even chai for oinsim, for all unavoidable things, and therefore, except, there's an exception, Meis Machas Malacha. If I borrow your lawnmower, and I mow the lawn in a perfectly normal way, but your lawnmower gives up the ghost in the middle. If I borrow anything of yours and it dies, the engine, I borrow your car and I get 100 meters down the road and the engine dies. So the din there is, Mesa Machmas Malacha, if I did what I should have done with it, no more, no less, and no, I didn't change in any way from what I said I was going to do, then the din is Mesa Machmas Malacha is a p'tur. Really,
if he
what?
Hit the curb, it's not Mesa Machmas Malacha, it's his own fault.
Sorry?
If he hit the curb.
He did not hit the curb. He did not hit the curb. He ran over a nail.
Oh, see.
Yes, he ran over a nail, and as a result, he got a puncture. So the question is, who's chayv? There's a din of Mesa Machmas Malacha that should be a reason that it should be potter. And the question over here is, really, is this considered Machmas Malacha? If what happened was that the engine gave up, something, some components of the car failed to operate, so you can say that's Mesa Machmas Malacha. But maybe is this not considered an external factor? Something external, this is really the nub of the question. There's an external factor, i.e. a nail, a screw, a piece of glass, whatever it was that has caused the puncture. Maybe that's not Machmas Malacha, that's got nothing to do with the Malacha. If I'm mowing the lawn and the lawnmower dies at that stage, so to speak, then that is Machmas Malacha. It clearly wasn't. Really a very important question is what Mr. Kaufman says. We know that a shoyel is chai for einsim. If so, how is it that there is a p'tur of Mesa Machmas Malacha? Surely, it can't be more than an onus. Why is the Torah, why does the Torah, that's really, you've hit the nail on the head, hopefully. And, so therefore, this is hopefully that won't cause the same puncture as it does in that example. So I want to go through some Mari Makomis. Where do you start looking for such a thing? You could start looking for such a thing in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Shoyo, in Choshen Mishpot. So it's Simon Shin Mem, and it is Sif. Simon Shin Mem starts off telling us the dinim of Hilchas Shoyel, and he says, "Hashem mechaveru behema or metalzlin. If you borrow either an animal or movables, the nem superyadoi and an onus, an unavoidable occurrence happens. Kegoin shemeso, it died, the animal. Onishbar, or the item broke. Used it in a perfectly normal way. You borrowed someone's kenwood." And you didn't do anything, you didn't exert it more than it was supposed to, but it just stopped working, the motor gave up, in such a case, oinishpo, or it was taken captive, chas v'shalom, somebody was held at gunpoint, and it was taken away, it was confiscated. So he says, in such a case, the ein soch loima, he says, then in such a case, chayev, the shoyl has to pay for everything, irrespective of, he says, irrespective of this. So if it is a, that's what he mentions.
And yet you now, go for the parking ticket also.
Well, for the parking ticket, it just adds a little bit of icing onto the cake. We'll come to, maybe see if we come to it in a moment. But now, but Shulchan Aruch does say though, however, if there's a din of, the Shulchan Aruch says, but if it is a case of Mesa Machmas Melocha, in such a case, he's potter. If it's Mesa Machmas Melocha, he says he's potter. He says, "En afilu meis machas melacha is potter v'rush lo yeshane lasus b'dov v'ache." As long as you don't do something else other than chutz mi'al melacha sheshano b'shvilo, then because in that case you don't have the tzur meis machas melacha. But if you didn't do anything more than it was supposed to, if you didn't load up the car far more than it should have had taken the weight, and as a result the suspension went, so in such a case you'd be chayiv. But if you didn't do that and the suspension went, that's not your responsibility. Well, however, says Shulchan Aruch, let's have a look at it here, I think it'll help you. He says like this, Hashoyel behemo mechaveroi, somebody who borrows a behemoth from his friend, leilich derech yodua, to go on a particular journey, who borrow a lov listim, and armed robbers ambushed him, Boisei Haderech, on that way that he's going, Oichayos Rois, or he was attacked by wild animals, and the animal that he borrowed was the korban to that. So in such a case, Ve'onsu Hamimenu, and they took it unavoidably from him, Choshiv Shapir Mesa Machmas Melocha. Now that wasn't Machmas Melocha, that was an external factor. So you start thinking, ooh, that's interesting. Maybe with a nail it'd be all right. That's the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Cholkim Bazer. There's some who disagree. Who's that and what's going on? So if I can take you here to the Torah gives us all the background on this, and it's Siman Shin Mem in Choshen Mishpat, and the Torah says the following. The Torah says, Kosov Harambam, Hashoyl Mechaveiro Behemo Leilich Bo Lamokim Ploini, Umeisa Tachtop Oysaderech, he didn't change at all, the way he said he was going to go, the animal died on the way, Oysheshoal Delio, he borrowed a bucket, Lemalois, to fill up water with it, Venikra, and the bucket cracked, or tore, literally, it cracked, Venofa Lebo, when it fell into, probably it means that the handles, it cracked from the handle, the actual bucket, and down it went into the well. He says, in all of these cases, potter, so lo yishalo elalasus melocha zu, because the expression is, he didn't borrow it in order, lav leukme bechilta shilta, he says, he didn't borrow it in order to put it into a glass casing. He borrowed it to do the melocha that he said he was going to do. So if that's all he does, he's potter. Avol, now, Kosov HaRamah, the Ramah writes, Mi sheshoyel behemo leilich derech yodua, here's the case, V'vol of listim boisa haderech. In that case, this is the din of the Ramah. The Ramah says, he's potter. Kiven shemeso is machmas haderech sheshoal olelech bo hoylicho. It, the accident, the tragedy, shall we say, happened along the way that he said he was going to go. The nensa, his potter. What is the Ramah's proof? The Ramah's proof is from a Gemara. The Rosh, by the way, disagrees with this case. Vadoni avi or Rosh omer de'ein nira de'loidomi. It's not compared. Let's have a look. What's the case that the Ramah wants to bring as a proof? The Ramah brings a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Fascinating case where you borrow a cat. Yes, you borrow a cat, maybe even if your name isn't Dick Whittington, you borrow a cat in order to be able to catch the mice. So your friend has a cat, it's an excellent cat catching mice, and what you do is, you borrow this cat, says the Gemara, what happened? Ahu Gavra, there was this man, Deshoel Shumra Michavre, he borrowed a cat from his friends, Chovu Aleo Achbari V'Kotluhu. The mice retaliated. They got together in force and they got to the cat and they killed the cat. Now the question is, you borrowed the cat, do you have to pay? That's the case. But the Gemara isn't quite finished. Yosef Rav Ashi sat down with Komi Boile, he asked the following question. Ki hai gavna in such a case, my, what's the din? Do you say that you borrowed the cat to do a simple job to kill the mice and it died in the process, yes, in action? Do you say, Oidloi or not? Omar Rav Mordechai the Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai said like this, Hochi Omar Avimi Mehargrunia Mishmei de Rova. So he says in the name of Rova the following. Gavra de noshi kotluha, loidina veloidaina. A man who the women managed to kill, he wouldn't say that nowadays, but once upon a time, a man who the women managed to kill, he says, he's not a man. What's going on? So Rashi explains, the Vilna Gaon explained and said that if you sent a man to war and his job was to take women captive or whatever it was to fight against women and the women managed to overcome him, so he's clearly not a man. And therefore, the same is true. A cat which you borrowed in order to kill the mice, he says, is not a cat. I.e., there was something obviously faulty. This cat was not, it's based on machmas malocha. The cat is obviously not up to what it had been said to be up to. Ikka diamri, the Gemara says there's no case, ochel achbara tuva v'chovilu meis. No, there wasn't a retaliation against the cat. But what happened was that in the process of this cat, why do cats run after mice? Not because we want them to catch the mice, because they want to eat mice. So this cat was excellent at catching mice. It was so good it ate too many mice, and it died as a result of eating too many. So the Gemara says there, v'chovilu meis. So there are two cases over here, and there are two ikadamras, two opinions in the Gemara. What happened? Was it that the mice retaliated, or was it that the mice, that from eating the too many mice, it died? In either case, if you think about it, it's not, strictly speaking, a pure case of Mesa Machmas Melocha. It's either that the mice retaliated, in which case that was a ramification of the Melocha, but it wasn't the Melocha itself. It's not the same as the lawnmower cutting the grass. Or it was the case where no one asked the cat to eat the mice. The purpose of borrowing the cat was to kill the mice. But the cat, in its nature, went to eat the mice afterwards. Who says that's Mesa Machmas Melocha? The Melocha was to kill the mice, not to eat the mice. Those are the two areas of... So therefore you have a case of indirect. Now the Ramah says that the case where the animal went on its way and it was confiscated by Listim Mezuyim is compared to the case of the cat, that although it's not specifically Machmas Melocha, but it is an inevitable ramification, a danger of the cat either being beaten by the mice in a retaliation, or in the cat getting overheated, as the Gemara says, due to eating too many mice. Same is true here. When you go on your way and you borrow an animal, it might be that there's a certain risk that this animal that you're going to be ambushed and the animal will be confiscated, and therefore the Rama says it's to be compared, and therefore it's the same case. Says the Rosh says no, it's not the same case. Why? The Rosh has got a very interesting and solid taina. The Rosh says it's not the same, because he says when in the case where the animal goes on its way, it could have happened, those listed mezuyim could have come before he started his journey. It had nothing to do with the journey. Like, malach hamavis, mali hocha, mali osom. It doesn't, what difference does it make where the listim mezuyim struck? It didn't have to happen there. Since it didn't have to happen there, said the Rosh, you can't compare that case with the case of the mice. Whereas the Rama says that in practice it happens as a result of going on the journey, and therefore that's the machlokas between the two. Now, how do we paskin, and is this entirely relevant to our case? It is very relevant, because...
What would it be if you got a plough machine?
Let me finish that. I think really it'll help you more if we listen to this to get more information. I'm just telling you what the Farshim say. So far, I haven't said anything of my own. The Yesh Cholkin Bazeh, says the Rama, some disagree that he's going to be chayef for the confiscation of the animal. That's the ping of the Rosh. Resmiru de lav mikrum mesa machmas melocho, de hare af beloi halicha saderech. The Rama spells it out. Even without going on the journey, efsha sheyovaloi oines kazeh. The oines could have struck, and therefore it's the same. Now the Rama brings the case of the cat. If somebody lends his friend his cat, he says, to chase the mice. Now, very important is, which of the two Lashonos is being quoted by the Rama? Which are we paskening? Are we paskening that the cat, your potter, if the cat was ambushed by the mice and the retaliation killed the cat? Or are we paskening that if the cat ate too many mice and that's why it died? Or are we paskening both? Which of the two? So the Rama says the following. He says, he lent a cat to his friend to chase mice. V'ochlu ha ho'achborim. The mice ate it. So we're paskening the case where there was a retaliation. He says, Mikra machmas melocha, that's considered machmas melocha, that even the Rosh will agree, because that's the Gemara, debo loha oines machmas melocha. Although it wasn't directly cutting the lawn, it wasn't directly doing the melocha, but it was a ramification of the melocha itself that would not have happened had the cat not chase the mice, and therefore was machas v'locha v'chol kiyotze v'zeh. Now, what's very interesting is that the Shach sides with the Rama, and he says v'chein nirali ikka. I think the main opinion is that if you borrow an animal to go on a journey, and the animal gets confiscated or torn apart by wild animals, that's not machmas v'locha. And he gives another reason for it, which will make Mr. Kaufman very happy. And he says, but very important, he brings Rishonim, who ask the following question, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rivosh. Why is, if El Shoyel is Chaya for Insim, so why is it that Meso Machmos Melocha is a Patur of El Shoyel? Why should it be a Patur? It's also an onus. What difference does it make between it's an unavoidable occurrence of lightning striking or of the car conking out? That's also unavoidable. A component in the car, end of its life, and therefore the car, conked out. What difference should there be? Say these Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rivosh, and the Shach Paskans like them, that the reason why Mesa Machos Melocha is a Patur, and this is brilliant, is because although the car looked perfectly good and roadworthy, although the cat looked perfectly good at catching mice, But when such a thing happens, you don't say it was an unavoidable lightning striking. You say that that is a revelation. Igloi milsa, that the car wasn't up to the malacha that it was set to do. Igloi milsa, that the cat was not up to the job that it was made, that it was said that it could do. And therefore, as a result, it was not able to fend off the mice, and it lost the battle. And therefore, what we're saying is there's a defect in the item that was borrowed. That's what Meisa Machos Melacha is. Not that it was clearly a defect, because then it's easy, it's simple. You don't need the din of Meisa Machos Melacha if you go to a car rental company and you rent a car and you get 100 meters down the thing and the thing's smoking and coming out of the back and the bonnets and everything else. You know that the car isn't roadworthy. But even if the car drove perfectly well, but then it broke down 5 miles down the road, the patur of Meisa Machos Melacha will apply to it. Because, although it's not provable that it was a defect in the car, it could have just been his bad luck, but nonetheless, the Torah says that since there is some fault which you could put upon the lender, therefore you say there was possibly a defect, what the Rosh calls pshias hamashil. There's some contribution of the fault in the hands of the mashil, and therefore he says potter. So therefore says the Shach, there's nothing, the Shach therefore says, if you take the animal up on the way and it gets attacked, you get attacked by wild animals, but wild animals or wild people, in such a case there's nothing wrong with the animal, but when it comes to the cat, he will be murder, but that's that case. Okay, what has all that got to do with our case with the puncture? So very simple, you're riding on the road, a bicycle, or you're driving a car, and you ride over something sharp. You can't possibly look out for that, otherwise you would definitely have an accident, yes? So you've got to be looking at the road. So therefore, if you drive over a nail, that is something that is unavoidable, yes? So according to the Ramah, he'll tell you, certainly, that came machmas melacha. Nothing happened to the bicycle, the chain didn't snap, nothing happened to the car, the engine didn't fail, but it was part of riding on the road, it happened, an unavoidable occurrence of a nail, a screw, something in the road, that caused the puncture, therefore it's considered machmas melacha. Even the Rosh, who disagrees in the case of the animal, will agree in this case, because it's considered, because it was definitely machmas melacha, you won't get a puncture if you don't move your car. If your car hasn't got a puncture when it's parked, you won't get a puncture just because, unless you move it. So therefore the Rosh will agree that it was machmas melacha. You don't say like with the highway robbers, that malacha mobis malihocha malihosom, it could have happened before he went on his way. It was clearly because you were using the car, the bicycle on the road. What about, according to the Shach, who says there must have been some contribution, some fault in the bicycle? Well, the chain didn't snap, the spokes didn't buckle of their own accord, there wasn't anything that you could say that there's something wrong with the bicycle. However, I want to suggest, and this is my suggestion of this particular case, that if the tyre that the bicycle had, the tyres, were not brand new, so then you can certainly say that had he had brand new tyres, the tread would have been that much thicker.
Yes.
There's definitely less of a chance of going back to my bicycle days, less of a chance of receiving a puncture when you have to get a thick tread than you have a thin tread. There are also different qualities of tyres, I'm told.
Same chance.
I can tell you.
I've got punctures.
Yeah, but that's because you've been very unlucky. But I can tell you is all I can tell you. Yeah. So if it's like this, if the tyre is brand new with the maximum tread, so then there's less chance. I'm not saying it can never happen, but there's less chance of it happening. If you speak to the bicycle shop, they'll tell you that. They'll tell you that once the tread gets down to a certain amount, you're increasing your chance of getting a puncture. So therefore, when you have that, though we can't say that it was categorically the lender, or the owner, the bicycle owner, who was at fault, that the bicycle was faulty, no. But as soon as there's some aspect, some contributory aspect of the item that you borrowed to the occurrence that happened, for example, like the mic, like the cat was perfectly good, it had passed its vet's MOT, whatever it needed, it would perfectly work to be able to catch mice. In that case, there. But nonetheless, the Gemara says quite clearly that since we see that the animals succumb, this cat succumbed to mice, which is something that which is unheard of. So therefore, we say, although we can't find anything wrong, maybe the post mortem on the cat found that there was no health problem with the cat whatsoever. Nonetheless, we're toile that there must have been some deficiency in the cat. It doesn't have to be anything which is tangible, but something that we can point a finger and say that it was contributory. In the onus, that's enough. It's still a din of Meis Machos Malachas, special Chiddush of the Torah, which separates it from all other onusim. That's this Tzliya, which may not be something which you can easily point to, something tangible, but nonetheless that you find it. Therefore, the same could apply here, that you could say that had he had the maximum tread, or had he had, possibly, you now have tyres that are said to be puncture-proof. In such a case therefore, it is still considered to be Mesa Machmas Benochon, and therefore you can pattern it. I want to bring one more case that's mentioned in the Trumas Hadeshim, which is the source of much of the din over here. There was a case there that the Trumas Hadeshim, of course, it was well known that the Trumas Hadeshim himself wrote the questions in order to be able to write the answers. Do you know that? Trumas Hadeshim wrote all these shaylos himself. The difference being that you can be medayik from the way he writes the question to understand the answer that he gives. So he himself wrote the question and he gave the answers. It's well known that Trumas Hadeshim compiled these questions himself and wrote the answers accordingly. There was a case there, so in Siman, you cannot possibly forget where this is in the Trumas Hadeshim, because it's Siman Shin Chof Ches. Yes? So you can't forget it. See over here, so it says, Chayil Seinim. There was a gang of hating people, yes, crusaders, yes, who boim pisoim lifnei hoir, that they came, they sieged, they surrounded a town, lishlo veligzoif malkoach kol behemah shebedrei hoir. What they did was that they came to steal and to take all the animals that were in the herds and in the flocks, in the pens that around the city of the city. Ubnei hoir mezarzim umezainim. The people of this town, they heard that they're coming, so they quickly tried to get together to arm themselves, to be able to go and to preempt and to fight them off in order to save their livestock. And he borrowed from him, I think Shiryon is armor, yes? So he borrowed armor from him, the Sharkle Zayin, and other weaponry, Lirchov, Gam Hu, Im B'nei Ho'ir, Likras Hasonim. So he borrowed weaponry in order to fight. What happened? V'nofru B'nei Ho'ir B'yad Hasonim, and they lost the war, they lost the battle. And what happened? Nobody was killed, it seems. They lost the armor. They took away their weaponry. And they confiscated, not they just they took away their livestock, but they took away their weaponry, he says. Now the question is, Shimon says, can I have my weaponry back? Can I have my armor back? And Reuven says, I'm terribly sorry, but we lost the war. We lost the war, and they stole all my weaponry. So he says, so what? Pay? He says, no, I was a shoyl, and it was Mesa Machmas Melocha. Isn't it Meis Ba'amnachot? And the Shah and the Trumas Hadeshim answers this question, and he quotes the case of the Achbor. And he goes through this case that we hear backwards and forwards, is it or isn't it? And he comes to the conclusion that the Achbor is, that case, is the same as the cat fighting the mice, and it loses the battle against the mice. And the same thing happens, and after the Trumas Hadeshim says, he's potter from pain as a result. Along comes the Shach, and the Shach says, you cannot possibly compare, dear Trumas Hadeshim, I cannot possibly accept this psak. He says, if the Trumas Hadeshim is going according to the Shulchan Aruch, that it happened in transit, in using the weaponry, yes, that's okay. But according to the Ramah, i.e. the Rosh, so it would have happened anyway. They were coming to fight against them anyway. And he makes a further tiner. He says, in the case of the cat was fighting the war. In the case of the armor, in the case of the weaponry, you, the Shoyal, was fighting the war, only that's as a result, as a ramification of it, of losing the war, is the fact that they took the weaponry. But that's what he says, and therefore he says the Trumas Hadeshim only works according to the Shulchan Aruch and not according to the Ramah. The Taz disagrees with it, and the Ramah seems to disagree with it as well, because in the Darkei Moshe he quotes the Trumas Hadeshim. So therefore, I thought possibly one could answer the Taz and the Ramah, and I'll leave you with this, to say, who can disagree with the Shach, but possibly we can suggest that the Taz and the Ramah saw one word in the Trumas Hadeshim which made them disagree with the Shach. The Ramah, because the Trumas Hadeshim says, what happened was, these thugs came along, they didn't want to kill anyone. They weren't crusaders, I suppose, I shouldn't say that. They were thugs. They wanted the money. The proof is that this battle was lost and this Shimon was still around to tell the tale. So therefore, he came, so I think it was Reuven, he was there to tell the tale. So the answer is they weren't interested in taking anybody's life, they just wanted the money. Since what they wanted was the money, so therefore in such a case, what they were fighting was to save their property. So the very property they were trying to save, that's what got taken. And therefore, possibly, one can say that it must have been that they had the weaponry that was lent, had it been sharper, longer, better, whatever it would have been, more lightweight, whatever it is that you need to be able to be more agile, to be able to be better in combat. So therefore, had that been better, then the Reuven who borrowed it, he would have been successful. So although, again, you can't point to anything in particular, but once you can say that had the weaponry that been lent been state of the art and been really the very best, then possibly they would have won the war. That's enough of a reason to operate the Patur of the Torah of Mesa Machvas Malacha, and that is possibly where the Taz and the Ramah, what they saw in the Trumas Hadeshim, to say that it should work even according to the Ramah. So in conclusion, the case of the puncture and the case of the bicycle, I do think that Shua Sadin is that the Yeshiva Bacher who borrowed the bicycle is both potter from paying and he's potter from spending Seder Beis in the bicycle shop. The irony of the situation that the one who lends his bicycle so that the other one can learn better, and he ends up, the lender ends up having to waste Seder Beis for the other person, clearly, there is an aspect over here that not to be machzir ra tachas tova, but strictly speaking, the cheshem mishpat, the monetary side of it, clearly as far as the obligation, the person who borrowed the bicycle is potter, and the person who lent the bicycle has to fix it. However, I feel that certainly, let's say today, Shemayim, it wouldn't be considered a bittul Torah for the person who borrowed the bicycle to go and get the bicycle fixed, so that the person who lent it shouldn't have to have that situation. In any case, I told the person who lent the bicycle in future, if you lend the bicycle, you can be a mashil and make a condition. I lend it to you with the greatest of pleasure. But if you get a puncture, I would like to make an explicit condition that I shouldn't have to spend Seder base preparing it, but you should have to spend Seder base preparing. If you're not prepared to do that, so then I suggest you walk. There's Nick at this point over here.